On our program today, we are going to be visiting about Des Moines Area Community College, and joining us, we have Dr. Alan Goben back, and you have company with you today.
I do. Mm-hmm. I have one of our talented professors, Nancy Woods, and
yes,
she also heads up the Des Moines Area Community College Honors Programs.
Honors, good. We're going to have somebody explain that.
Yes.
I would love to.
But Nancy's name has come up more than once because I always say people forget. We always talk about sports and our, you know, how good some of our sports athletes are and stuff like that. But we always talk about they're recruited as students as much as athletes.
Indeed.
And then we also have people that do exceptionally well and get a lot of scholarships too.
Indeed.
And you've been working on that for some time.
Many years. Yes, I'm finishing up 40 years at the Boone campus. So,
let's start out here. First of all, you mentioned the honors program. Let's talk about that because it was a few years ago that it started.
Yes.
And
2018 in that zone.
Yeah,
in there.
The idea behind it. What's driving that?
Thank you. Well, several of us went to a conference and we found out that community colleges across the nation had started honors programs to help create a bridge between community colleges and transfer institutions. And so that bridge, part of that bridge, was going to be through an honors program. So DMAC developed an honors program. And there's a lot to say about that. But in general, our students now have articulation agreements with many universities in the state of Iowa. My goal is to get it with all of the universities in the state of Iowa soon enough. But they do well at DMAC, which promotes academic learning. It promotes them moving forward in their academic lives or their workforce lives. So the honors program is not just for transfer students. To put on your resume that you joined the honors program at DMAC and now you're out in the workforce, whether it's welding or
diesel mechanics
or any kind of trades program. And students don't have to be full-time. That's another great thing about our honors program.
There's flexibility.
There's a very much flexibility. I'm so excited to talk to you because our program, I think, is very unique. I think DMAC is the shining star of honors programs in the state of Iowa. And that's because students will earn honors credits in classes that they already have to take. So they're not going to take special classes and special things. So if a student needs to take sociology, mm-hmm. a well-used program at DMAC, they can take that class for honors credit. And then within that class, they would work with their professor to come up with a project that takes that student's life goals and the topic of that class. And we try to find the intersection of those two mm-hmm. programs. So how does sociology relate to medicine? Or how does sociology relate to engineering?
Mm-hmm.
Engineers think it doesn't, right?
No,
generally.
Until they start
to think. And so they come up with this student-led project. Faculty generally love having honor students because they're very motivated, they're driven, they're hardworking. Yeah. They get to meet academic stars. And then at the end of the semester, they'll win honors credits for that class if they get a B or better. But at DMAC, here's the shining star, is that if they successfully complete the class with a B or better and they do their project,
mm-hmm.
they'll earn 3 credits of tuition reimbursed to their student accounts.
Ooh.
Is that amazing?
Save some money too.
You're smart,
yeah.
right? You're going to be a smart student, and you're going to basically your job then mm-hmm. is going to be my job is I'm going to do an honors project each semester, earn some tuition money back, and then of course we're always there to help with the foundation scholarships, other opportunities that DMAC has to offer, which are plentiful and numerous.
I'm thinking a big part of this, and is it more than just the Boone campus?
Yes,
DMAC-wide?
I'm actually the director of all 6 yeah. campuses in our sites for the honors program, and it's called Advanced Student Academics is what that's called,
okay.
because honors and then the International Honor Society called Phi Theta Kappa, the criteria to get into our honors program is identical to the criteria to get into Phi Theta Kappa. So we're marrying those two programs together
mm-hmm.
so that students aren't doubling up on the projects that they're responsible.
Sure.
Students aren't doing more work for one thing than the other. We're the last thing we want is busy work for students. Yeah. We want quality work, right? We want them to work smarter rather than harder.
Right? And learn.
And learn. And so the projects that they do for honors, they could submit for scholarship recommendations through Phi Theta Kappa, and vice versa. Whatever they get through Phi Theta Kappa, there's some research opportunities there. They can come back and use those as experiences and honors.
So, Dr. Gilman, here we go. When you came and found out about the honors program, were you aware of it before that you were trying to become the executive dean here? And how's it? What do you think?
Yes, I've had a lot of experience working with honors programs previously throughout my career, and really appreciate it because the learning is almost exponential. The students do so much synthesizing information, but then they're very self-directed and self-motivated. Mm-hmm. Once they identify that topic and they start to focus on something that is important to them, they will really go the extra mile to understand it, to research it, to spend time developing their ideas. And they also have a social component where they're connecting with other students and other faculty members. So it's a really a growing, kind of an accelerated growth opportunity for the students. So I love having this. And the thing I didn't know, I guess, coming here that I was really excited about was we not only have these on our campus, but Nancy's coordinating across the entire college. So we have, for example, as we kicked off the fall semester, we were the host site at Boone campus for a college-wide honors retreat.
Okay. So got them all here.
We did.
Staff, important that the staff has buy-in on this to help be a part of it?
I commend the Boone campus staff. They all have buy-in, and they are very supportive. And if you know anyone on the Boone campus, I think you know that everyone there is very passionate about student success and helping students to find their path and find their success. And we actually can compete with the Ankeny campus. Statistically, we are a much smaller campus than the large Ankeny campus metro. But we statistically and percentage-wise, we have a greater percentage of students on the Boone campus that are in honors.
Sure.
And we also have the added bonus of the athletes on our campus. And so can you imagine, like, let's have a athlete who's academic and then get them into the honors program, let work with them in their busy schedules and their busy practices, busy games, but work with them to get academic scholarships as well as athletic scholarships and let them move forward if they choose to go forward with their sport or not. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful combination on the Boone campus.
Do you have the coaches come in and say, I'm recruiting a salutatorian or valedictorian?
Oh, said, that's
like that.
Oh, I love that. In fact, our women's baseball team has figured that out because the DMAC Honors Program, we have a valedictorian scholarship. And the valedictorian scholarship is any valedictorian in the state of Iowa can get tuition free for 2 years.
Wow.
Tuition free, and plus they get a $500 stipend per year. So that's a big deal, right? We can literally pay for their first 2 years of school, but they have to be in the honors program. Yep. They have to succeed. But I did want to say, if schools out there don't have a valedictorian status, that some schools don't, right? So what's amazing is DMAC will allow the principal of that school to nominate up to three students as potential valedictorian scholars that we can recruit then.
Pretty good. Pretty good. It does. That's get the smart ones coming.
Oh,
and
boy.
If they play softball. Yeah.
A lot of them play softball. Mm-hmm. We just had a student graduate this spring. I think I've mentioned her already, but she left. She was the women's basketball student manager.
Okay.
And she was a valedictorian scholar, and she did research in the summer, and she's got a full ride now. So.
Wow.
You just want people to find their passions and find their truths, you know, and help them find what does and doesn't appeal to them.
I always tell listeners when we talk about DMAC that a lot of times, one of the things I always am amazed by when you start having colleges come on to recruit students, we have, when we do our Phi Theta Kappa, they come in to recruit at our students for their academic strength.
Yes, yes.
It's amazing.
Yes. And we have a high percentage of our students on the Boone campus that are both involved in sports, academics, honors program, all these amazing things. It's
so
just wonderful.
Most people are going to think, okay, so honors is just not, okay, if I want to major in biology or something like that. But there are other aspects that get, the different classes, you can do different things in the honors program.
Well, I hope you don't mind if I told you what some of my honors students did in my physics classes that I teach. One semester I had a student, she created a hoverboard that we floated down the hall.
And I had some grandsons ride it.
It was amazing. Silly fire department didn't like it because of the fumes. Yeah.
There is that carbon dioxide thing there.
Okay, but that was fun. Yeah. And then we've had a lot of students participate with NASA. There's a NASA Community College Scholars Program. And
you've had a lot.
I have a lot of students. Every semester, we can have students from the community colleges apply to, it's called NCAS, N-C-A-S. And weird, not very many community colleges in Iowa know about it. Mm-hmm. It's a secret of the Boone campus, right? And so we're sharing with the rest of the DMAC campuses, of course, but students are highly successful. Last summer, we had a student, they've changed it from like just a thing that you do online to now it's a thing you do online, and they call that Mission One. And so everyone can pass Mission One. If you did good work, they'll invite you to participate in Mission Two. And in Mission Two, you come up with more models and more programs and things like that, working with astronauts from across the country. And if they loved you there, then you get to go to Mission Three, and that's where they take you to a space flight center. So last summer, we had a student go to a space flight center, I think it was in Georgia, and participate with the whole NASA, which I can't even fathom how amazing that would be to be.
Would they take you?
I keep asking, what do I have to do to
be down there?
Yeah, I'm sure Nancy Woods' email is on several lists at NASA. She's going to ask.
The thing is, it's still exciting every semester. The students coming in, those that are trying for
it's
the honors program.
It's even more exciting to me because I want to. It's like a goal of my life to see what scholarships can I help students find? What opportunities can I help them find? What's best for them? And I love teaching physics. It's also another passion. Calculus is a loving subject of mine, but you can't do all of it. No. So I'm down to one class, physics, and the rest is honors and Phi Theta Kappa and honoring students for their excellence right where they're at. That's what's exciting for me.
It's good having staff like that, isn't
it? Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Nancy had some initiative with our campus leadership team in the conversation over the summer to establish an honors room on campus. So that's under construction right now. We actually had a meeting this morning to order new furnishings for that space. And that's on the second floor, kind of on the west end of the building. And we're really excited about this. It's going to be a dynamite space and kind of an anchor point for the honors students, whether they're having a meeting or working on a project, or maybe they just want a space to come to and hang out a little bit between classes. This space is going to be really nice.
And it's in a central location for students. It's not in a out of the way location. So second floor, mid hallway. All the facilities are right there. It's going to be wonderful.
Everything's around them.
We're hoping to have a grand opening.
All right. We'll go for that, too. Let's talk a little bit about enrollment numbers. We've touched on this, kind of highlighted in the past, that we're seeing more return to campus, more face-to-face.
Yeah, a little bit. The DMAC overall is up slightly this fall. The Boone campus is down slightly, as are the other smaller campuses, but we're looking strong for the future, and doing a lot of innovative work as we transition some things within the college, doing some innovative work for our outreach and recruiting.
I know with one of the things, and it probably we'll see it spring semester, it depends on what the economy's doing and what's happening, but a lot of job retraining type things, DMAC offers a lot of those opportunities.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, the neat thing about a community college environment is we really have a broad cross-section of students with lots of different backgrounds, lots of different interests, different ability levels. And students come in and we really have a little bit of something for everyone. But I think the best thing that we do is that connection and helping people figure themselves out and figure their own path in life out. And so if somebody is coming in first time in college right out of high school, we work with those students. And in that particular sector, we're really striving to be the first choice college.
Yes.
Really, the best, you're getting fantastic academic work, fantastic student support all around you, whether that's in academic sense or student activities and social engagement. Certainly the Boone campus has the added benefit of having all of our sports, mm-hmm. and that boosts our student life tremendously. But we also serve folks at different points in life and folks who are maybe changing a mind about something they wanted to mm-hmm. do. And we have students to come back to who just wanted to further their education. They're just interested in learning and studying. And then there are displaced workers. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people, you know, life happens and
yep.
people lose employment, but they come back and refresh their skills with DMAC. So tremendous program opportunities for that.
The easiest way for a lot of people, if they want to find out about things like that, is just make contact.
Yes.
Just come out to the campus and find somebody at the front desk will definitely point them in the right direction. So,
would you mind if I share a story?
Okay.
I'm so sorry. My favorite student, I think, of my life was a retired citizen from Boone. He was quitting his job, well-known yep. man in Boone. And he had always wanted to take calculus, but he never did. I mean, he was fine. His life is good. He just wanted to take calculus. He was the best student anyone could ever have. He sat in the front. As the other students came in, he wasn't intimidated that he's a retired citizen, you know, in the presence of maybe yeah. younger students there. But he would walk up to them like, did you get your homework done? What did you do? How did you get this? And he made that class the most dynamic class just because of his interaction with me as the instructor and his teammates as students. And I just, boy, if that's not a lesson for lifelong learning, I don't know what
you
is.
You could do it.
That, yes. Oh, boy, it's the best. That was the best student, yeah.
Yeah. Having been around some of those students. Again, there are a lot of people that do like to come back, and whether it be mm-hmm. audit a cast or a class, or we did some Ollie things, didn't we? Again, having older Iowans do some classes and stuff like that. Still have those opportunities, too.
Yeah, and the other thing that sometimes flies a little under the radar for people and they don't think about it is the folks that want to be entrepreneurs. There's a lot to running your own business. There are a lot of moving parts, and most people have a passion for some aspect of maybe they have an idea for a product or a mm-hmm. service or some combination of that. But they want to own their own business. They want to be self-directed. Maybe they decide they don't want to be in a office or corporate mm-hmm. environment or something like that for a job. And they decide to go an entrepreneurial route. And DMAC has all of the coursework to help those people be successful. So they can take that initial idea of passion. Sometimes that even dovetails in with the honors program.
Absolutely.
And we had a great example last spring, a local young lady, Megan Rose, mm-hmm. who was in the honors program. And maybe you want to talk a little bit about that project, because when I saw that project, I was blown away by how interesting it was and how relevant, but it just had such great insight and timeliness. And I thought for a young person to come in and have an entrepreneurial mindset and then take what we offer and then accelerate their path into that entrepreneurial opportunity, that was fantastic. And that really happened right in the honors program.
It did. She started, if I remember right, she started with a chemistry class. And In her mind, she didn't quite know what she wanted to do, but she did the chemistry of a coffee bean. Mm-hmm. And then throughout, then in her marketing classes and business classes, she came up with a business plan so that she could start her own coffee truck, if I remember mm-hmm. right. So she has this mobile coffee facility that she can take around. And I said, when you get that
exactly,
that's exactly what I was looking for. So I told her, come back and we'll definitely put you on the Boone campus. It's just so exciting to see her present her material. She was, she had a plan, she had stages, she had a business plan, a model, you know, and the whole nine yards lined up and ready to go.
Yeah. Going through the honors program, doing something like that. Yeah, I can see where some of the business teachers, things like that, they would ask those hard questions about is this sustainable? What can you do? How can you?
Mm-hmm. So, we have a student this semester who works at a Fairway. I'm not sure which one, mm-hmm. but his goal in life is to be a Fairway manager. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to work with Fairway to see, is there an internship that he could possibly participate in? But now, regardless if Fairway has that opportunity, we're actually going to make sure that he has, like, how does finite math and business statistics, how does that work in your goals as a student with that direction in mind?
Go that direction. Do want to ask here, because one of the things is this is, with school back in session, for a lot of parents, this is the time you start taking a look at, all right, where's my son and where's my daughter going to go? How do they want to handle this? Starting a DMAC is a pretty inexpensive way to get off the ground.
Well, we have the lowest tuition of any of the community colleges in Iowa. So really, in terms of bang for the buck, we are the largest community college in Iowa. And accepting students from all over, certainly our local students, but we have a nice mix of students from different areas as well. So mm-hmm. there's just a great interaction with different students, talented and just phenomenally dedicated faculty members. I've been really blown away by how connected our faculty members are and how much extra time they will spend. And then, you know, if you layer things on that, like participating in student activities, being in the honors program, Phi Theta Kappa, those kinds of things, any of these things just to provide even more of that connection and further connecting points. And what I've seen is our folks just spend the extra time, they go the extra mile, and really accelerate students' growth.
Great opportunities to move on to, well, you're working on it, all the universities in Iowa.
We're working on articulating agreements with the honors program, but I do want to say that Boone High School and Des Moines Area Community College, we have a great working relationship with them too. So students can come out from Boone High School and take classes, or some DMAC classes are offered at the high school, which gives them a leg up as they graduate from high school. We actually, last year, I think we had 3 Boone High School students graduate from DMAC the week before they graduated from high school. So get that under your belt moving forward. And both of them, actually all 3 of them, got amazing scholarship opportunities to their transfer institutions.
Some of the metro media, all of a sudden dawned on them that we did have students from high school that were graduating from DMAC before mm-hmm. they graduated from high school. I said, we've been doing that here for years.
A long time.
It takes a lot of work and dedication on the part of the student to do that. Mm-hmm. But we have those partnerships with a multitude of high schools throughout our region. And that was actually the biggest area of DMAC's growth in this past year, was with the high school enrollees, where they're concurrently enrolled in high school and at DMAC. So it's a growing focus for folks. And they found out, I think, over time that there's a great economic benefit. They're saving money doing that. But they're getting such a head start. My own daughter took dual credit in high school through DMAC. I think she had a couple of AP classes also, but she took a lot of dual credit and just finished her bachelor's degree at the University of Iowa last May at the age of 20. And, you know, when you can do that, I just said, what a head start in life you just got. That's fantastic.
Then you can take your year off after.
No. Go to grad school. No.
Go to grad school.
Don't tell that kid that.
I do appreciate you coming in and getting us updated. And so, any more Coca-Cola scholars out there?
Oh, wow. Yes.
So I'm going back old time here now.
We have amazing. DMAC earned 4 Coca-Cola scholars this summer. Students apply in the spring, and then they're notified at the end of August. And then the Coca-Cola Scholars, they receive a $1,000 scholarship that they get to decide how they want to spend that money. So it doesn't come to their account, doesn't pay a tuition. This is their decision. And this is called the Leader of Promise Award. So they actually have one for international students, the regular Leader of Promise Award, and then they have a Workforce Leader of Promise. And so DMAC has, we earned 4 out of the 200 nationwide.
That's pretty good.
That's really almost unheard of for one college to get that many. That's really, really top work by our folks.
It really is. It's a joint effort.
I do appreciate you coming in. People, if they have questions about the Honors Program, if they have a student that might be interested in something like that, just make contact, I guess, is the best way to start.
Absolutely. My name's Nancy Woods. I think you can find me on the Boone campus. I kind of don't leave there.
Yeah. Well, there's others that will find you. She's here. I know she's here somewhere. Dr. Alan Govan, Dr. Nancy Woods on our program today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.